Looking to the entire initiative under Make in India, we have a very good doing business report. By the end of 2017, India had risen 42 places in ease of doing business index. 32 places rise in World Economic Forum's Global Competitive Index. These are all international yardsticks which shows the quantum jump that we have generated, and we are still going forward. We have increased 19 notches in LPI, Logistic Performance Index. I'll explain to you the thrust which our Prime Minister has given to this LPI in a different book. World Bank, in the latest DBR report of 2019, they have acknowledged India's jump of 23 positions against its rank of 100 in 2017 to now be placed at 77th rank among 190 countries. This is a very positive report where again we are seeing an increased level of competitiveness which we are able to generate. The government is giving a lot of initiatives in the form of government initiatives. India's external sector has a very bright future as the global trade grew at 4% in 2018 to 2.4% in 2016. Growth between these periods up to 2018, it has gone to 4% from 2016. Bilateral trade between India and China has reached 84.44 billion in 2017 with a 40% increase in Indian exports to China. Mind you, China is famous for importing goods to India. We started shouting on Chinese syndrome for imports into India, large quantities. But we have increased 40% exports to China. 2018, US has upgraded India's status as a trading partner on par with its NATO allies. North Atlantic Treaty Organizations are a group of European and American allies. March 2019, government proposed to Africa to enter a free trade agreement or a preferential trade agreement. Of course, this was delayed due to pandemic, and now one by one with the various countries we are getting free trade agreements and preferential trade agreements being signed one after the other. Bilateral trade between India and Ghana also rose exponentially from $3 million to $5 million in 3 years only. That is the level where we can still move forward to start growing in these African countries. We are now showcasing our India's skilled workforce to generate more manufacturing activity in India under the Make in India strategy. Look at our workforce. India is amongst the youths of the world, and its young population, that means 15 to 59 years, is increasing steadily. We have got more young population in India. And developed countries are observing that higher rate of aging, and India would be the only country with a surplus of 47 million youths. Developed country, their population is aging, whereas we are becoming young. And we can give 47 million youths to the world as a workforce. That is where we have a skilled workforce. We have a great opportunity to meet the future skilled manpower demands of the world by becoming the worldwide sourcing hub for skilled workforce. Now, what is the meaning of skilled workforce? That means well-educated, knowledgeable workforce that we have got. Due to increasing migration of labor from agriculture to manufacturing, that is where the skilled workforce is moving. That is from agriculture to manufacturing and services. Government is launching a number of schemes to empower the young workforce to gain skills under skill development in India. We have a skill development initiative in education. Digital skills, this is the more important aspect where we have got a plus point. COVID-19 pandemic has accelerated the digitization. Many people were working from home, not only in India, but throughout the world by using digitization. And therefore, digital skills are becoming an essential component for employees to perform their jobs proficiently, as skills determine one's ability to execute plans with success. That is what has been happening in India during this entire pandemic period. Yes, all major companies allowed the staff to work from home. And work from home means they were digitized totally to work successfully. India's present workforce of digitally skilled employees will need to increase 9 times by 2025 in order to meet the world demand. That means more and more of skilled staff would be moving from India to foreign countries. They would be demanding skilled staff from India. And therefore, our skilling process has got to increase 9 times the present requirement. And that is where skill development education program is gaining momentum. The top 5 digital skills that are required in demand in India are cloud agricultural design, software operation support, website game or software development, large-scale data modeling, and cybersecurity skills. These are major 5 skills which any of you, if you want, you should start moving or skilling yourself in this particular direction, because the demand within the next 2 or 3 years is going to be on these lines. And India has got an immense requirement for skilled workforce. With its growing economy, ever-changing technology is changing very fast, and increasing international trade. Mind you, we are still moving hard-hitting on international trade. So it is not that you need skilled workforce only from foreign countries. No, India also needs skilled workforce for all these operations. So skilling, skill development, education is on a massive scale going on in India. Literacy expands to the concept of skills, which comprises technical expertise, transferable skills, vocational skills, and digital skills. These are the skill development programs where colleges have started moving on literacy expanding concepts. To thrive in 21st century job market, one needs a comprehensive skill set which comprised as following. That means this is a guidance for you, all of you. You are the young generation who is going to go into the 21st century job market from this moment onwards. So what are the skills which you have got to carry? One, technical skill. Acquired knowledge and expertise to perform a specific task with the help of required technology or tools. You have got to know how to utilize the technology and tools. Socio-emotional skills. The ability to navigate through interpersonal and social situations. Why? Because your international trade depends on understanding these behaviors efficiently and include leadership, teamwork, self-control and grit. You need a leadership to expand. You need a team working. Individuals will not thrive. It has got to be team working throughout. Self-control and grit to move forward. Cognitive skills, that means understanding skills, to the ability to understand intricate ideas. New startups which are coming, they have now started getting the ability to understand intricate ideas, adjust effectively to the environment, learn from experience and reasoning. Then above all, digital skills. You have got to have skills that carry on all the above skills and describe the ability to reach, manage, learn, integrate, communicate, assess, and create information safely and appropriately. This is the thrust on digital skills. This is where you have got to acquire more and more knowledge on these lines if you want to effectively get into the international trade. When we look at the workforce development in India, I told you we have got a very big workforce. The workforce development improves their chances in life. I would say improves your chances in life and also leads you to increased benefits for businesses. Yes, you must be thinking of entering into a business. So it is increasing your chances also. The value of workforce development benefits the employees by retraining. Many of you, when you come out of your colleges, you must have received a different kind of learning over there. But that learning is not called training. You have got to get into retraining on these digital skills, etc. And in many places, at least I practically find that the employers themselves are encouraging their staff to go into these digital skills. Why? Because they can enjoy a highly skilled team, which is a future leverage. And what are the benefits that you will be getting when you go into this skill development? Both for employer and employee. This is for both. Increased operational efficiency, increased job satisfaction, lower turnover rate, enhancement in innovative thinking, improved productivity, proactive problem solving. These are all aspects, benefits that you will get, and it will help you as a tool to move forward in your international trade endeavor. When we look at the thrust sectors for import substitution, we have to first look only at electronic. The National Policy on Electronics 2019 has set the aim of promoting domestic manufacture and export in the entire value chain of electronic items. This is again under Make in India scheme. And the thrust was given to electronics in 2019. Here, UP has emerged as the new hub of mobile manufacturing in the country within these last few years. Largest mobile manufacturers are in UP. The demand for electronic hardware is also rising rapidly. And India has the potential to become an electronic manufacturing hub. And therefore, government is targeting to achieve net zero import of electronic items. That is electronic consumer goods. Yes, electronic parts would be allowed to be imported. But as far as electronic consumer goods, no, we are going to get over here. I think either this year or next year, we are going to announce that our mobile manufacturing has come to such a stage that we have got full satisfaction for satisfying all the Indian consumers, and then also a net surplus for export of mobile phones. Look at the picture. We were having 95% import of sophisticated mobile items. Today, we have become an exporter of those manufactured products. Mobile manufacturing made the most of the strategy of Make in India. This is the biggest thrust area that we got as far as manufacturing is concerned. Defense, this is another angle where we have received a very big boost. In order to make the country self-dependent on defense, the government has issued new guidelines. And it has made mandatory for procuring entities to source supplies only from Indian suppliers. That means from the past, importing defense products, defense-related items, now so sourcing it only from Indian producers. That has come to a high level of manufacturing of defense products in India. It has empowered the army to deliver, procure ammunition and spares directly from Indian sources. It has also finalized one of the biggest procurement plans for infantry, that is army modernization, under which large numbers of LMG, light machine guns, you remember the gun, AK-47, that was a Russian manufactured gun. Now, being manufactured over here under LMG production. Battle carbines and assault rifles, they are all being made in India, and army has initiated that purchase everything from locally manufactured industry. That is the defense where we have come to a large quantum deal. India and Russia, we were the largest importers of defense equipment from Russia. Now, India and Russia have deepened cooperation by signing an agreement for construction of naval frigates which were being manufactured in Russia. Twin-engine utility helicopters, BrahMos cruise missiles. Now, Indian-manufactured BrahMos cruise missile has become very famous in the world. A defense deal has been signed with Russia for line replacement units falling into four major heads: radio and radar, electric and electronics system, mechanical system, and instrument system. These are all for Army, Navy, Air Force requirements. Boeing has announced setting up factory to assemble fighter planes, either Apache or Chinook defense helicopters, in India, and also manufacture their Super Hornet, manufacture in India and export also. In May 2018, also Indian Army announced an ammunition production project under which 11 private firms, Indian firms, were selected for manufacture and supply ammunition for the Army's tanks, rockets, air defense, artillery guns, infantry vessels, grenade launchers, and all field weapons which were required by the Army, Navy, and Air Force. 11 Indian private firms have been selected. They have already started manufacturing and they have now started supplying to the Defense Department. So those imports of defense equipments is now out. They are being all manufactured in India. Food processing, this is for export. First we saw domestic, now export. Food processing. India is among the largest producers of fruits, vegetables, rice and milk, and is a global agricultural powerhouse. We have been exporting these products also to a large extent. Basmati rice, wheat, cereals, spices, fresh fruits, dry fruits, cotton, tea, coffee, and many other cash crops are being exported, particularly to Middle East, Southeast, and Asian countries. And here in India, Bihar, Gujarat, Karnataka, Kashmir, Odisha, Punjab, Maharashtra, and UP have selected their traditional regional food to be promoted for export. Again, MPEDA, Marine Products Export Development Authority, has announced the deal to supply shrimp eggs. Now, shrimps are a commodity which have been exported to developed countries in large quantities. So, MPEDA has now agreed to give shrimp eggs to the farmers, fishing farmers, for ultimate development of shrimps for export to other countries. Poseidon Aquatech announced plans to undertake shrimp farming and processing in Odisha. Odisha is a very big place as far as shrimps farming is concerned, especially the Chilka Lake area and Gopalpur area. Shrimp farming is going on a large scale. Second, West Bengal also, Sundarban area, shrimp farming is going on a very large scale in these areas, and we are a very big exporter of shrimps. Again, for export defense items. First, we saw defense item for local requirement. Now, defense item for export. Deal between HAL, Hindustan Aeronautical Limited, and Malaysia's Air Force is a comprehensive partnership between the two sides, wherein our Tejas Mark 1A has been modified into a version of Tejas Mark 1A. This is meant only for export. And this will contain AESA radar. This is a special kind of radar, a new digital flight controller computer, a new electronic warfare suit, and updated avionics into this Tejas Mark helicopter, which will be supplied to Malaysia. It is an 8 hard point precision weapon launcher that can accommodate a variety of air-to-air missiles, anti-ship missiles, unguided rockets, and conventional retarded bombs. These are, again, huge defense equipments being supplied by our defense manufacturing process to other countries in the world. This is especially for Malaysia's. It also offers a great service ceiling, maximum takeoff weight, and top speed in these aircrafts, which are required by Malaysia, specifically designed for their air force. Again, we come to defense consumption, domestic consumption for food processing. The thrust which has come in from Ministry of Food Processing Industry, they have created a clear goal of facilitating and acting as a catalyst to attract quality investment from within India and abroad. The aim being making food processing as a national initiative. How? Introduce of modern technology into food processing industries from both domestic and external sources. Encourage research and development in food processing for product and process development, and also improved packaging for food items. And ultimately, promote the export of processed food products, I would say, more than normal agricultural product, export processed food products. Electronics, domestic consumption. This is the star in Make in India story, which is a shining star. India has achieved tremendous success in mobile phone and component manufacturing in the last 4 years only. 4 years has changed the landscape. India is today the second largest manufacturer of mobile phones in the world after China. China is the first largest. India is the second largest manufacturer today. I think shortly we are going to become the first largest manufacturer as far as mobile phones are concerned. That is the capacity we have in us to manufacture and export. Yes, line is open to all of you. Today, the phones that most Indians hold in their hands, most of you are holding in your hands, are made in India. And it's all because, thanks to a scheme such as Modified Special Incentive Package Scheme, which has been given for electronic manufacturing processes. The Electronics Manufacturer Clusters Scheme has encouraged entities, including state governments. State governments have been incentivized. That's why UP has become the biggest manufacturing sector for mobile phones, to provide good quality infrastructure within the cluster. So states will provide the infrastructure and private entities would go for the manufacturing process. Let us look at the other industries also for domestic consumption. Indian IT industry is a major exporter of IT services. They have already developed in India for local also and for export. India's chemical industry is very diversified. Slowly, we are getting out of the ambit of importing chemical items because local producers now coming out in the market. Construction and real estate sector ranks third among 14 major sectors in terms of direct, indirect, and induced effects in all sectors of the economy. Construction sector is growing very fast. India's telecommunication industry is the world's second largest in the number of smartphone and internet users. It is also one of the world's fastest growing e-commerce market. As I explained to you during pandemic, we became a very fast-moving e-commerce market. It is also the second largest producer of coal, second largest producer of cement, second largest producer of steel, and third largest producer of electricity. At one time, we had a shortage of electricity. Mind you, we were getting electrical blackouts a number of times. But today, we have got surplus as far as electricity is concerned. The major factor today that we would be looking to futuristically is artificial intelligence, AI. And that is being adopted by defense very fast. There has been an evident push within the three services, all three services, Army, Navy, and Air Force, to integrate niche technologies and incentivize the indigenous defense manufacturing industry in the process of adopting AI for defense purposes. DRDO, Defense Research Organization, has showcased 75 AI-based products. They have declared 75 AI-based products designed and built by their services for the startups, new startups and the industry. Yes, we are giving you the R&D, you develop it and sell it to us, manufacture it and sell it to us. Similarly, IAF is in the process of operationalizing its own version of manned and unmanned teaming. This is the IAF thrust being given to Indian manufacturers, R&D being given to Indian manufacturers for production of these items only to be given back to the Air Force. Again, combat air teaming systems, Warrior, it has been developed in private partnership model between HAL is Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, and a startup, a new startup company, New Space R&D. They have developed this CATS Warrior system for the armed forces. Indian Navy has also demonstrated its unmanned and AI capabilities with the demonstration of autonomous fast intercept boat. This is a special kind of boat with state-of-the-art communication systems, with sensors, autonomous algorithms and propulsion system for their Navy, including their submarines. There are serious efforts to increase the unmanned underwater capabilities of the Navy as well as its maritime air operations. These are all R&D being developed by the defense and being given to private startups for manufacturing and sale to the Defense Department. Thank you, friends. Yes, India integrates even more closely with global economy with these steps which I have just explained to you. Thank you.